You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
And you're hanging out with two divas and a margarita, and I am Diva Tosh.
And I am Diva Cass. Happy Sunday, and thanks for joining us today.
Yep.
Today we are going to redo our Man in Motion, Male Exotic Dancer show because we had some technical difficulties last time.
Yeah, I guess you could say we're back by popular demand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got everybody say, hey, what happened? What happened? And say, we can bring them back. So that's what we're doing today. Tosh, how was your week?
You know what? It was good because this was like the first long weekend we've had where I work since New Year's. It's a long time to go without like one day off.
It's too long.
Not saying haven't taken days off.
Well, everybody has to have some time off. So
weekends, we do.
They go by too fast.
How's your week?
It went by pretty fast too.
Good.
So I was really busy. Got my son graduated. And
Yay,
I know.
That's major.
Shout out to the E-man.
There you go. Shout outs.
And so I'm pretty proud of him and happy about that. But other than that, we're going to be talking to a few guys here and anything that you want to know.
Wait a minute. What's going on?
You guys are being a little too noisy.
I didn't hear any noise.
Yes.
And here he is. He has arrived.
He has arrived.
Our special guest.
Hello, ladies.
Mr. Officer.
Officer Leo to you.
Officer Leo.
Mm-hmm. Officer Leo, get it right.
Leo, I have to say that is a very realistic costume.
He's got the badge. He's got the sunglasses.
You did.
Yeah, actually did.
And a tie.
It looks very official.
Yep.
So, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
And
thanks for having me.
Leo is an exotic dancer / stripper,
yes.
Whatever, you know, however you like to call it. And so this is kind of a little bit of your routine.
Yeah, I'm used to coming in and just basically saying, hey, noise complaint ladies, you guys are all under arrest for being too sexy.
and
you're getting married, so you're
And do they fall for it?
Some girls, most girls, they know. But there's some
Leo.
Girls that are like genuinely,
yeah,
genuinely like freaked out. They're like, "Oh my god, my bachelorette party's ruined
by a cop."
Cops are here. Yeah,
you know what? How could they really not know?
That baffles me.
Now, because I personally have not gone to a bachelorette party in a long time. Mm-hmm. But if I heard a knock on the door, that would be the first thing that came to my mind. Is like, this is all going to be part of the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Did they?
The one party I can remember. I actually wasn't there, but I heard the story. And two larger guys, like, you know, like 6'5 dudes, were doing this, you know, they're really intimidating guys. They do SWAT. They've been partners. And they go to this party. It was in Canada. And they came in, you know, like SWAT, you know, like, I think they like maybe did a tuck and roll in or something. And the bride was, she was crying. She was crying. She's like, they were trying to tell her, no, we're not cops. And she's like, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to. And they ruined the whole party. They couldn't even do a show.
Are you serious?
They went all the way to Canada, but they didn't do a show.
She panicked?
She totally panicked.
Poor thing.
She was probably stressed. She was like a stressed out bride to start off with.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. Bachelorette parties, it's a big deal. They want it to go perfect.
Yeah.
And they all have like, a picture in their head of how it's going to go. And if a lot of times it doesn't go that way, it's tough.
You know what? I don't think I had a party. I actually went to the facility.
I did too.
Quote unquote, the
I
facility.
I did as well. I wonder, is it still there? So, you know, I did the same thing. We went to there isn't male stripper places anymore, I don't feel.
Not
I haven't
I
heard of
them. In Michigan.
Yeah. You know.
I don't know.
Mean,
but this company, Men in Motion, that you work with, they come to you.
We come to you guys, but we are doing a show the 28th.
Okay.
At US 12 Bar and Grill in Livonia.
Livonia.
So that's a place you guys can come to, make a reservation, get a table, sit down, you know.
Oh, you need reservations?
Yeah, buy tickets.
Okay.
It's going to be $20.
$20.
Do we get the tickets? Is it?
We'll put a link. You guys can link to the ticket where you buy the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy them at the door too.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Okay. And starting time is?
I believe 8 o'clock. Yeah. Follow us on Men in Motion All Male Review on Facebook, and all the details will be there.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. So I want to talk to Leo a little bit about how you got into the world of male exotic dancing.
Okay. So it was, you know.
As a little kid, did you think, hey.
Never.
I was 5 years old.
I want to do that.
I always dreamt of.
I thought I was going to be a photographer or a lawyer. My dad was a lawyer.
So really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. How does dad feel about this?
Yeah.
You know, he's pretty accepting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Was he accepting in the beginning, or did he have to grow to accept it?
Like right away.
Really?
Oh, right away.
My parents didn't believe me.
They're like, you are not.
Yeah, they're like, no, and I literally had to go. It's pretty funny, actually. I literally had to go. I grabbed a bunch of tips I had, like a big wad of singles. Like, mom, look, like, really? And she's like, you're selling drugs, dude. Like, like no, mom, I swear to God. So no, I literally had to go grab my G-string. I don't remember. I'm like, mom.
No.
And mom. She's like, no. She fell over.
Okay. But she's cool. But it could be worse. It could be drugs. So
it could be, right.
This is a nice, clean living there. All right. So that, I don't know. That is kind of odd for a parent to, you know, you to come to you. It's really bad if you're a chick and you're like, I'm on the pole.
I'm trying to think about how I would feel if one of my girls came and I don't know. I don't know. I think I'd probably be. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have to think about that for a minute.
Okay.
So.
Is everything okay? Yeah. All right. Okay. So I do have a question for you. So how did you decide, you know, to do this?
Okay. Yeah. So just my buddy was doing it. He was working for the same company that I work for right now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he just, once he told me and my friend group, we were just like, he blew our minds. Like, what? Really, man? You're a stripper. Like, it's so cool.
And were you afraid to tell your friends?
My friends?
No. Were you hesitant? Oh, okay. Mm-mm.
No, I got cool friends too. Yeah, and he was just like sending me pictures of like, I just remember this one picture he sent me. It was a laundry basket full of money, you know, like singles, fives, tens, twenties. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh man, I was counting all the twenties. And
yeah. Okay, so for those of us that are curious, how much do you think was really in that laundry basket?
On average, a male entertainer can make, I would say like 150 to like, you know, 150 is probably the average, honestly, in tips. Because some girls, they're just, you know, a little stingy. Yeah. And, you know, they, it's whatever. We still get paid to show up. But sometimes you can make, like, you know, 500.
So you get paid to show up regardless.
Yeah.
And then you also get tipped, whatever, you know, what's going on. And you do this two nights a week?
Yeah. It's usually for sure every Saturday. You know, we're always busy on Saturday. But sometimes Friday, very rarely on the weekdays.
So this isn't your full-time job?
This is currently my only job right now.
Really?
It's enough.
So you're one of those guys that gets to sleep in the morning when the rest of us have the alarm clock going off. You're still in bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what? It must be good.
It is. That's definitely a huge perk.
It's doing the job.
Every stripper is technically their own boss. You know, we're all independent contractors.
Independent contractors.
So.
Taxes and everything.
Yep.
You guys have to file?
Oh, yeah. This is all write-off. Everything, you know, my gas. That spend basically is right off. You know, it's nice.
So pretty much everything you do, you could make it a write off if you wanted to.
Literally, like anything, food. I can be like, oh, well, I just, you know, whatever. Went to a restaurant with the party, or drinks. Had to get drinks with the party.
Travel.
Just, yeah, traveling, and they take into account wear and tear in your car. It's awesome.
Okay. Wow.
Damn.
Okay.
I'm in the wrong business. Okay. I can't believe I didn't ask this question last time. So when you guys do a party, how far do you take it down? Do you take it down to the beer nothings or
so
G-string? Or
I personally don't go down to nude. Some guys do.
Really?
It's my own personal decision. But yeah, it's an option on our website. You can order a full nude show.
Is it more? Does it cost more to go nude?
It's $250 to go nude.
Okay.
Boxer briefs is $150. G-strings $170.
It goes by the by the underwear. How far is he going down?
He caught me off guard with that.
Yeah.
And then boxers.
There's no old boxer briefs. They're, you know, we don't wear just like baggy boxers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like those. Calvin Klein. I like the briefs. Boxer briefs. Okay. And G-string.
And G-strings $170. And there's another one. It's called the Beach Towel Show. For her eyes only, for $225.
What's that?
You wrap the beach towel around yourself, and you're wearing a G-string, and you have the bachelorette take the G-string off of you, and then you're naked, but the only person getting the lap dance sees you naked.
Okay.
So that's the difference between that and the full nude show.
Okay. I never knew that there were rules.
Okay, I do have a question. How did you know you had the moves for this? Or did you have to train?
To be honest, like, you know, throughout high school, I was, you know, I always kind of liked to, you know, dance, kind of get the jigs and, like, you know, mm-hmm. always been kind of outgoing. And I just didn't think I was in good enough shape, though. So mm-hmm. once I decided that that's something I wanted to work towards, I started going to the gym really, really hard. Mm-hmm. It was good motivation for me to really get in shape. And, yeah. And then eventually I felt like I was good enough and I applied.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay, so you applied and you did – I do remember you mentioning you had to audition.
Yes. It's not really much of an audition. It's more just like an interview. My boss, Tony, he was, you know, sitting behind his desk and just, you know, asked me a few questions, asked me basically why do you want to do this and mm-hmm. just getting to know me a little bit and had me take off my shirt to make sure I was in good shape. And that was it. It was pretty easy.
Wanted to make sure you were right, huh? Mm-hmm.
I have a question. So when you go to these parties, you obviously, you know, you're dancing for these women, making them feel special.
Mm-hmm.
What if there's someone there that's really not all that attractive? Does that even...
He has to be a professional.
What goes through your head and how do you play up to that?
I mean, It's honestly, it's fine because in my head, I'm just like, you know, I'm making this person happy. Mm-hmm. She might not be able to get this. I remember one time it was like a pool party and there was like a paraplegic girl mm-hmm. who was in a full stand up, you know, couldn't move a single, you know, feeding straw, everything.
Wow.
And, you know, we gave her a lap dance. It was kind mm-hmm. of awkward, but mm-hmm. I was just thinking like, when is this girl ever going to get this kind of opportunity again? And it was, it's kind of nice. There's like, it's not all just like the stereotypes of being a stripper is like, you know, you're just like cheating, you know, like mm-hmm. I never had sex with a girl.
Yeah.
You know, I've never done that.
Uh-huh. But you have found some of the clientele attractive, I would think.
Definitely. I mean, I've gotten
numbers.
Do
you care to elaborate on that?
So the way I used to pick up digits, mm-hmm. like the first couple years, I have a girlfriend right now. Mm-hmm. But I used to – so they'd always be taking videos. Mm-hmm. And I'd be
like, you allow that?
Yeah. Okay. It's, you know, it's my decision too. Like not all guys want to have their pictures out there. But people take videos because I say they can. And then afterwards, I'll be like, oh, video is sweet. You want to text it to me? Like here's my number. Mm-hmm. just like that. We got each other's numbers.
Right.
And before they don't even realize it.
It's pretty cool. Okay. So I do – my question now is, so you said you knew you could dance a little bit. But now when you have someone new come on, you teach them. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, so can you teach Ryan like the very basic, just basic move you would teach? Can you want to come around? I'm putting him on the spot. This is our engineer. He's going to – oh, you're such a good sport. Well, yeah. He's going to learn how to male dance.
The way that we teach guys is just like throw them into it. Like, so I'll give the first lap dance and then you're going to give the second lap dance. So it's literally just watch what I do and just try to imitate me. That's how I learned.
Poor Ryan. No,
look, okay, so we want to see.
Ryan did not know this was coming.
I get the lap dance.
Yeah, because you've got the dollars in front of you.
I'm so afraid.
Oh my God. Bring my notepad. You're under arrest.
All right.
Diva.
Okay. Cass. I didn't do
Wait,
it.
Wait, I have my keys. You're
left. You got to pick up the singles.
Okay. I don't know what to do.
Sometimes I'll start. Take a hand and just, you know.
Oh, put it down here. Oh, okay.
Are you catching these moves right?
Arms really get in the way. Arms on the chair.
Okay.
So, it's kind of awkward, but.
Okay. Can you do right, that so, to top? Okay.
Right,
you
hold,
stay here.
Can you do that?
I'll try.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go, Ryan.
Okay, go ahead, Ryan.
Right, so.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me just
keys out.
Take. Yeah, please take the keys out.
So here and so hand here and.
Are you? I don't see enough.
Oh, I didn't do that. I don't know.
He was like
trying to. You know.
Actually, Ryan's got some.
Okay,
some,
you gotta give him.
He's got some abs here.
I try.
Yeah, you got right, some abs right. there, Ryan.
I
don't
break your I mean. Sometimes you're picking up.
Oh, I think the camera is not getting him. Okay, give us one second because we want to make sure. Can you see us over here?
That's good there.
Okay, so. It's good.
You and Leo didn't really work out.
Okay, do I need to come over here?
That would work. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to repeat what I just said a few minutes ago, just in case we didn't pick it up. Mm-hmm. Ryan's got some abs.
Okay,
you heard that, right?
You tell through his shirt. Yeah.
Okay, you're going to try it one more time. We're going to try this one more time.
Ryan might find himself a second job after.
Leo is going to teach our engineer Ryan how to a basic male dance.
Yeah, go first.
We want to make sure that we get you on full. Can you see him? Yeah, can you see her? Okay.
Usually my starting move is just to slide in on the knees.
Slide in on the knees. I like the sliding on the knees.
That was sweet. Okay.
And the hands over the head.
There's a lot of hip motion.
He's magic miking you right now.
A little bit fancier move. You lose Ryan. Now your head back.
Oh, Lord. I'm afraid.
He definitely magic mic'd you with that move. Ryan, you don't have to do that move if you don't want to.
I think I'll do step one.
All right, come on. Just do step one. Right. I want you to show
some. Yeah, here. Why don't we go over here?
Okay.
I mean, he's like a gymnast in here.
Yeah. We thought podcasting make could me get up and off.
Here we go. Let's see what you learned here, Ryan.
All right, so...
You don't have to do the upside down.
No, I don't feel like that. So, gonna come in. They're gonna be here.
You're coming in on your knees.
Here.
There you go.
Good job.
It's two hands.
Two hands.
I'm sorry.
I think you did awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for the lesson. Thanks for the lesson.
Give you a round of applause.
Might need a few years under my belt for that one.
We don't
I think there's a...
Did the camera even pick that up?
I don't know, but I think there's a future for Ryan in male stripping.
And you got a job if you want it, dude.
That was just a crash course.
Second job. There it is.
I'll be all over the map with that, so...
Okay, so that was... Like, wow. That was a lot of energy that you keep going.
It's a workout for sure. I'm sweating bullets, like, after the show every time.
When you're dancing, how long are you dancing, typically?
Typically an hour.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
That's actually a long time to go when you're just straight dancing.
And usually it's more than just one, you know. Like, I've done 6 shows in one day before.
No way.
Yeah, that was the most I've ever done. It started at like 3 in the afternoon and I was done to like 2 in the morning.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So an hour per party?
Yeah, on average. Sometimes, you know, if they're not that into it, like, you know, or if they're on a party bus, they're usually quicker. And sometimes just, you know, it's not an hour.
So, okay, so you just said something that made me
ask
my next question. If they're not that into it, what do you do? Like, how do you handle that?
It can be very awkward.
You just keep going.
If they're shy and they haven't had too much to drink, you're not going to get much of a reaction out of them. And it's kind of hard, but you just got to keep going.
Yeah. So that makes you work harder.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have some tricks underneath your sleeve to kind of bring out the...
You got to. And, you know, eventually you got to get them to, like, you know, loosen up. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so what is the life expectancy of a male dancer? I mean, obviously you're young and you in great shape. I mean, does it top out at a certain age? I mean...
I would say probably like 2 years is the average.
2 years?
Yeah, this is my third year. And
I think you have a lot more left in
this.
You.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the guys that was supposed to be here today, Dallas, he's been doing this. We told you the other day. Yeah, he's been doing this for like freaking 15 years.
Okay, Dallas, if you're out there, thanks for not showing
his excuse
up today.
Was, but he's putting up siding at his dad's house.
Okay, all right. We'll give him.
Well, that sounds like he's probably wearing some kind of construction outfit. Mm-hmm. We would have liked to see that.
What is the oldest dancer that you have with working at your...
Yeah, Dallas.
Oh, he is the oldest.
He's like 30 or something in his 30s.
And that's really considered that old. Is that considered old?
I guess stripper, in this industry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think about it.
I mean, I think guys can do it longer than girls, though.
What's the favorite part of your job, Leo?
Honestly, just going to a bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. It's something that not a lot of guys really get to see. And it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's really a lot of fun. Just knowing that, like...
Like Girls Gone Wild fun? Is it sometimes kind of like that?
Sometimes, yeah. They can get pretty wild. But
are they grabbing at you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
I mean, not when they're grabbing at me. Like, if I'm trying to leave and they're still grabbing at me, it's like, okay. Show's over. Yeah.
Gotta go.
Do you ever feel like some of these girls could get a little too aggressive?
I mean, I've never really actually been scared at a party.
Okay.
But I was trying to leave a party and like I was trying to get my clothes. It was insane. It was madness. Mm-hmm. And they had my clothes and they were like running away from me. I just grabbed it, ran out with like just my boxers. Got to my car and changed.
But come on, Leo, what was the worst that could happen if, you know, they didn't give you your clothes back?
Well, the only reason I was trying to leave is because I had another party to get to.
Okay. Well, then I, obviously you were doing a really good job.
Yeah.
I think if I was a guy, I'd take that as a compliment.
Okay.
So oh, totally.
What's your least favorite part of your job?
The least favorite part of my job. Probably doing shows for people that are just not into it. They're too shy to really, you know, just get into it and just feels awkward. And just not, then it feels like a job.
Because, see, even here, it felt, I don't know, maybe because we're not in a party element. Yeah. But it's
and there's
kinda,
no music, too.
And there's no, it just feels like you don't know what to do, you know. I'm not drunk or anything, so. But no, it is. It takes. I would say it would take a little loosen up. You have to loosen up.
You know what? I mean, all jokes aside, just speaking for myself, I am one of those people with boundaries. Mm-hmm. So whether I was drinking heavily, in the mood or not, it's just for me.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be comfortable with a person crossing that.
Even boundaries. If you were drinking, I. Because your inhibitions go down.
But I think I would still come with boundaries. Okay. I might let them a little closer, but there would still be some boundaries with me. That's
okay.
Just me.
Okay.
That's just me. And it's nothing personal. Because obviously Leo is a good looking guy.
Yeah.
And but that's just me. Okay. You know, and you probably have a few people like me that probably make you work a little bit harder.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's fine. You know.
Do you think you could I don't know if this is saying that you're all that in a bag of chips, but do you think you could break those boundaries?
With you?
Yeah.
I can try.
Get her, Leo. Move on
you? No, I mean, I'm not specifically talking
impressive,
me. I'm just saying that's the challenging part of your job, and I would imagine it being, like, really hard.
Yeah. I mean, you want to make sure everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
That's honestly, that's what I feel like my goal is to make sure everybody is just everyone's happy and having a good time. But you don't want to cross boundaries at the same time.
So would you get a sense of who is and who's okay, who's okay with it and who's not okay with it?
Oh, yeah.
Would you just move on to the next person?
It's pretty clear. Usually the body language gives it away. They'll be like off to the side, arms crossed in the back of the room, and where other girls are like, you know, singles out. Like,
over here!
Come get up!
Over here!
Yeah, but those are the fun girls, I would think, you know, for sure. They make they make you feel good about what you're doing.
I think those are the girls that realize that it is just fun.
Yeah.
And it's not like a taboo thing that you have to be scared of.
No.
You know, or like think that you're cheating on your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just fun.
Okay, speaking of boyfriends, you said you had a girlfriend. How does she handle this?
Very well. You know, she's really cool.
Man, you should have brought her with you.
I would love to talk to her.
Can we get her to call in?
We have a call in number.
Is she
listening?
She wanted to come in. I was like, no, that'd be weird.
Can we get her to call in?
Yeah. If she's listening.
If she's listening.
Or watching.
No.
No?
Please,
no.
Do you have the call in number?
It's right here.
Okay.
Right here.
Should I call her or something? Be like, yo.
Yeah. Tell her.
On the podcast.
Send her the telephone number, which is right here.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll call the Skype. So she's there. She could call.
Leo is calling his girlfriend to see if she'll call in for us. And let's see how she feels about all this rump shaking and.
They want you to call in. They want to hear you talk. They're like, we wish she was here.
Yeah.
They want to hear like how you deal with me stripping or how you feel about it. Do you want to do it or no?
It's up to her. Total audio. Nobody will see her.
Yep. I'll just text you a picture. I'll text you the number to call. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I'm still going
on video.
Yeah, right. Great. That's a good sport.
So well, you know,
really cool.
We won't even call her. We'll call her something. We don't know her name, actually, so.
We'll just... Girlfriend.
We'll call her Officer Leo's girlfriend. Yeah.
Okay, so while she's calling in, until she gets, how do you prepare for a night of dancing? What's your routine?
And my routine.
You? I'm guessing you shave your chest or what?
Yeah,
because
I do. I'm a hairy guy. Oh. I'm Italian, so okay. I'm hair all over, and so I try to trim the chest and the stomach so you can see everything.
Okay.
Legs, I keep the legs, you know. Somewhat.
He's got nice legs.
He does. I am a leg woman, so that's a
You guys are into these legs?
Yes. You have very nice legs, Leo.
You do. And that's not, so you have shaved somewhat.
I've never heard that before.
He's like, you guys are into these legs?
See, women like legs. That's one thing you don't hear, but we do. So you say you have a lot of hair. Do you...
So shave.
You're shaving every week your legs and whatnot.
Probably before every show.
I try to do it the day before, just in case there's like a little bit of, you know,
stubble
or something, razor burn. And And then I try to eat just like some carbs, you know, to not get too bloated, but just get a little bit of food in me. And then on the ride over there, I'm just jamming out to some good music and just loosen up.
Trying to get your mind
Trying to get my mind in like party mode.
Right.
Because usually I'm either just hanging out, you know, like watching TV, then get dressed.
Okay.
And then I psych myself up because they're already drinking and partying.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I got to come in there and match their hypeness.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to know, do you ever get turned on in any of these parties?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely happened.
Mm-hmm. Sexually turned on.
Yeah. No, it happens.
That's natural.
It is natural. It's just.
But know, I want to hear because inquiring minds want to know.
You know, if. Yeah, sometimes when you get, you know, something happens downstairs and, you know, it's like you don't, then turns into a nude show. I don't want that to.
So if something does happen downstairs, is that a plus for the show?
The girls like it, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I would think it's a plus, for sure.
Yeah.
Because you don't necessarily, you can't necessarily control
it. All right, she's calling in.
Oh.
Leo's girlfriend is calling
in. There we
go. Timing, wow. She should be on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell us, what can we call you?
Mackenzie.
That's her name.
Mackenzie.
Mackenzie. Okay. Hey, Mackenzie. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
As you know, we have your boyfriend, Leo, here. And he's a nice guy. We really like him. But we are also wondering. Is he? Oh, dude. Tell us something. Yeah. Tell us something we don't know or that he wouldn't tell us.
Well, he'll eat peanut butter in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then he'll leave the spoon out on the sink.
Leo.
No.
Okay, that's
pretty mild. Fun when he comes to bed. Yeah. With peanut butter.
That's pretty mild, but good. You got to start putting that peanut butter away, that spoon away.
Yeah.
How do you deal with this? This is like his job is he's with women all the time. I think it would be hard for me. How do you deal with it? How do you handle it?
So he told me actually on our first date, when we were talking before, I never asked him what he did.
Oh.
And he's always said, he's like, oh, that kind of irritated me. And then like, we had our first date actually at the Detroit Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were walking in, we were walking straight to like the penguin house. He's like, so you never asked me what I did. And then he told me and I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
No reaction from this girl. Because that's usually my thing. It's like,
did you think
tripping,
he was being serious? Did you think maybe he was just joking?
No, I mean, I believed him. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize, like, how, basically kind of like how annoyed I would get at times.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely hard at first.
Okay.
But then, you know, he said, he's like, well, why don't you... he's like, why don't you come with me to one show and just kind of see how it is? And I was a little apprehensive.
That's brave of you to ask her to come.
Hey, I'm not hiding anything.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what?
I'm not having sex with these girls.
Could appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
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 So
I got to really kind of see, like, how it is. I got to see, like, how, you know, just kind of, like, his face just, like, light up when, like, people, you know, because you obviously want to be complimented on
what
you look. And so when people see him and they're, like, blown away, it's like, kind of makes me happy. Like, oh, I got a good one. So, but no, he's really, like, he's really professional.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I'm ever having, like, a rough time with something, like, you know, with him stripping, you know, he always talks to me. He always reminds me, like, you know, I'm the only one for you and all that. So
aww,
that's awesome.
Definitely. Yeah.
let's wait.
All right, we can hang up on her now.
Wait, Nate, I have one more. I do have another question for you. Okay. This is do you get the personal treatment at home?
I have. It's not regularly, but yeah.
Okay. Keeping it spicy. Well, then you're a very lucky girl, and in more ways than one. If he's a sweetheart, then it's good to hear that.
Yeah, he is the best. And he loves what he does, so that's why I'm okay with it, mm-hmm. and I support him because he loves doing it.
Right.
Okay. So.
Well, I do want to ask, and I believe I know what the answer is because it's pretty obvious, but are there any days where the trust level goes down, or are you fully 100%, you know, you have full confidence and you're secure in your relationship with him? You ever have days where you feel
together,
a little...
We'll have been together for a year on the 15th of this month.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. So I've definitely had a lot of time to get used to it.
Right.
And, you know, he really likes it. He just is, you know, it's something that he loves doing. And so it's like, I really don't. And he was doing it before he met me.
Yeah.
So it's like, I really don't want to get in the way of him doing something that he loves. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely been times where I've struggled with certain things. I mean, I heard earlier where he said it's a personal choice to do nude shows, and that was kind of like a decision that like we made together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
a good decision.
There's
a new show, right?
That's mm-hmm. definitely something that I'm not comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but other than that, like I'm pretty comfortable with everything. So.
So let's
taking some getting used to.
Let's take your relationship 5 years down the road. You and Officer Leo get married. Would you still be okay after you guys say I do? Or would you want him to consider doing something else at that point in time?
I mean, if he's still loving it 5 years from now, then
sweet.
I will support it.
That's a good
really
woman.
Something.
She really is.
She's a good one.
She's a good one.
You
She's
are
cute.
Awesome.
If he loves it, then I love it. I mean, I might have difficult moments with it. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, he's told me, he's like, I couldn't do what you're doing.
I couldn't
like,
be
I wouldn't
with her.
Be okay with it.
She was a
so
stripper.
It really kind of puts it into perspective.
Yeah.
Oh, so you'd have a hard time with her.
I'm willing to admit that. It's kind of selfish.
And you admit it. Okay.
To even, you know, but yeah, well, I'll admit that.
Because she's on the phone, why is that? Do share with us why.
I've drove girls to bachelorette parties. I know how guys are, you know, drunk guys at bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it. Like, props to her. Like, honestly, I just.
Yeah. Actually, it's an honest answer and I could appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
No problem.
Right. Bye, babe. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Well, that
first
is
hand.
Yeah, firsthand. So she does struggle sometimes with it, not as much as in the past, in the beginning.
Yeah,
and that's understandable.
However, I would call her a good woman because she does support you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She has full confidence in you, and you know that in itself is half the battle, right there.
It is. It really is. Okay, so we're gonna go ask you a few more questions.
Bring it on.
We did just talk about the touching at the shows. Do you get propositioned for sex? Even like, hey, what's up with you after the show? Would you like to hang out? That kind of thing.
Yeah, it's happened a few times. Mm-hmm. It's like girls will kind of follow you, you know, outside. And it's like, who's this girl following me?
So they really will follow you out.
Stalking you.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool.
Scary.
Yeah.
Well, they're just trying to hook up. You know,
trying to identify your car, which direction you're driving in,
yeah.
where you're
okay,
going.
I'm
next.
Not saying that you do, but do some of the guys hook up with the girls? Some of the dancers?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a story. You know what? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely happened.
I mean, everybody's adult. They're all adults.
You know, I don't think anybody's actually accepted money for it, you know, because I've been offered money once.
Really?
Like, no,
wow.
I'm not gonna be a prostitute.
How much money?
Thank. She was like, she didn't even say a number. She's like, how much do I need to pay you to have sex with my friend?
Oh, she's a good friend.
Yeah. That is a good friend. That's a girl looking out for a girl.
It's looking out for a girl. That's what you do. That's what a friend does.
It really is.
So you have been propositioned.
Yeah.
And did it make you feel cheap a little bit, maybe? Or did it make you feel like, hey, yeah, I'm that guy?
Yeah, I mean, it feels good to, like, yeah, to be that guy. But I don't want people to try to pay me money to have sex. You know, it's just, like, it's too dirty for me.
I think the good thing is that you have full control of what you choose to accept or not. You know, you are – you know what, Ryan?
Yes.
Do you think you could do this for a living?
I don't think I could do it for a living. It may be, like, a one-night kind of thing I would try, maybe. But I give you a lot of props for doing what you do, you know. Mm-hmm. That takes a – a lot of just, you know, putting yourself out there and not caring what other people think is, you know, very hard for people. So,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Actually, I had a quick question. Do you guys have like competition between other dancers? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, at the male reviews, great question. There's so much competition.
So really? is that what we're gonna see on the 28th?
Yeah.
Tosh, are we there?
Hey, I'm good.
We're watching everybody go out, you know, behind the curtains and like, oh, all right, I'm gonna one up you, dude. It's about who's going to make more money.
So are you kind of getting energy off the crowd? So if he goes out and when he's done, he gets this rave, are you trying to get the crowd even louder?
Oh,
you
yeah.
want him going even harder for
sure.
you?
Yeah, I want to be the best dancer out there every time. Okay. You know, I want to be the best cat out there.
Okay, we so you have a review coming up. How many guys in this review?
I think it's going to be six of us.
Six.
Just six. Male reviews are usually like six or eight guys. We have done before. There was like 15 of us.
Really?
Oh, wow.
We did one at the Penthouse, which is usually a female strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
on 8 Mile.
Yep.
I saw it.
You saw the show? Or
I know. I saw. No. I know the club. I
think
see
I've
it.
Seen it too.
Yeah, Penthouse. Okay.
So yeah.
They had us bring a bunch of guys. They just wanted a big show.
Okay.
Show.
All right. So you have tell us a little more about the Men in Motion company. And how do we get the, because I see that online, you can go on, you can look at the guys, you can order online what you like. You have these appetizers. Tell us a little more about what they offer as a company.
So Men in Motion, yeah, we offer strippers and the, you know, the strip shows that I mentioned earlier, like the G-String Show, Boxer Brief. But we also have party appetizers where you can pay for a host to come in and just kind of walk around, serve drinks, and mingle with everybody or a bartender.
Yeah. Is he a true bartender?
I mean, he can just pour
drinks.
Yeah. Right. Some of the guys, actually, you know what? Some of the guys do have bartending jobs or have had bartending jobs that are professional.
So that they know how to make real drinks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can make a Moscow Mule. I was actually.
Oh, I love those. I love Moscow Mule.
As long as everybody's drinking Moscow Mule that night, you're good.
Oh, yeah. Those are delicious.
They are good.
Those are a good drink.
So they offer there's something. Sounds like you offer something for every type of party that a woman would want to kind of throw, you know.
If you just want to get a host to walk around, like that's more laid back or, you know, classy and, more laid back. And a lot of people just want that. They're not even going to get a stripper. They'll just get, you know, get good looking guy to walk around with his shirt off and, you know.
So are majority of your shows local or do you guys travel at any time? Do tours like Chippendale Dancers or?
No, we stay in Southeast Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay in loyal Detroit.
Do you do routines together? Or is everybody just dances?
We rehearse. Yeah. We do rehearsals. We paid we had a choreographer that taught us some stuff and we'd get together in the office and do it all together.
Is that what we're going to see on the 28th?
Yes. We'll see some choreography.
Okay.
I like that. I like choreography.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And at this show, when you do something like this, a review, how up close and personal are you? Are you on a stage kind of off? Or is it not as personal as maybe a bachelorette party?
It's pretty personal, honestly. So depends on the venue.
Okay.
How big the stage is. But generally, it's just like a small venue stage. You know, and you bring girls up on stage, and then while you're on stage, you do a little bit, and then you come down in the crowd. And that's how you make tips during shows.
Are you looking for the wildest girl when you select someone to come on stage? Is it usually someone you like, she's look like she's having a good time?
Yeah, that. Or if you're waving a couple singles in there, definitely grabs my attention.
That'll work.
Hint for the 28th.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We're going to have to stop at the bank first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, any more questions?
I think, Officer Leo, I did ask you this before, but where do you, especially now that we heard from your better half, where do you see yourself in 5 or 10 years? Are you going to keep going as long as you can, or do you have a backup, a plan B?
I mean, I do have fun doing this, but, you know, it's I don't want this to be my sole, you know, income. Yeah. I want to, you know, get something else going. And, you know, I've always wanted to be my own business owner. I went to community college for, you know, business administration. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, still trying to figure some stuff out. But, yeah, I'm not going to do this forever. But I'm not going to.
So do you have a plan B?
Yeah.
I mean, something that you're thinking of right now or?
Yeah. I mean, I do know how to, like, make websites and do stuff like that, you know, web development. So
really?
Yeah. I'm just kind of, like, right now waiting for the right opportunity to come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Start a new business.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you guys kind of like family, do you think?
Me and the strippers?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm the only one here. I was supposed to be four of us. I don't know where his deal is. I think some of them, it's dancing is one thing, but then talking is a little bit different for some guys.
Yeah, that's true. We get it. So tell us a little bit about where we can find you. Tell us about your Facebook, your website. Mm-hmm. Where would people go to find Men in Motion?
The website is eimeninmotion.com or eistrippers.com. EI Strippers has female dancers on there too. It's a combination of both sides of the company. Mm-hmm. And then our Facebook is Men in Motion All Male Review.
Okay. Now, you said there's a female side of the company. I would love to have them on. Do you think they'd be open to coming in?
Probably.
Probably in talking. Because, you know, when we did the show the first time, we got quite – where are the girls? When are you going to have girls? You know, some of our male viewers and listeners kind of wanted to see the women. So I think it'd be nice, you know, if they came on.
Totally.
You know,
yeah.
Are you guys all friends and is both sides of the business owned by the same person or?
Yes. Both sides are owned by the same person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've drove a few girls, so I know them. Mm-hmm. Well, excuse me. We don't really hang out outside of, you know, work related things.
Okay.
So
cool.
But I'll be working cool. that show. So
we will make sure.
He already put it on his calendar.
I was like, I'm your engineer that day. Well, I think that's it for me. Yeah, how about you?
I think that's it for me. Wait, tell us about the review one more time and
so the
where
review
it's going to be located.
Is the 28th, and it's going to be at US 12 Bar and Grill.
US 12?
US 12.
Okay.
Yep.
Bar and Grill. And Livonia, you said?
Thanks, Livonia or Dearborn?
Dearborn or Livonia, but. Yeah, we'll find it.
We'll put it on our calendar.
Yep, and it's on our Facebook, I believe. So
okay. Well, thank you so much for coming back and joining us. We truly appreciate it. And good luck with everything. And you know, you're stripping and whatever you do when you're not stripping. We also want to thank Mackenzie
for calling in.
That was so sweet of her.
Yes.
And I think we're going to sign out and say we are out of here. Don't forget to watch us, watch our videos. Go to twodivasandamargarita.com to see all our podcasts, listen to all of them. And you can always find us at Two Divas and a Margarita at Facebook. And we are out of here. Thanks for listening.